Latest Arleigh Burke-class destroyer arrives in Norfolk for final preparations. Texas Border Business, by Keith Goodsell, Naval Surface Force Atlantic, U.S. Dow. The Navy's newest destroyer, the future USS Harvey C. Barnum Jr., arrived at its home port, Naval Station Norfolk, Virginia, March 20, ahead of its commissioning ceremony, scheduled for April 11. The warship's namesake, retired Marine Corps Colonel Harvey Curtis Barnum Jr., a Medal of Honor recipient, was on the pier to welcome the ship and its crew. To be on the pier and welcome this incredible crew to their new home port is monumental, Barnum said. This warship represents the enduring bond between the Marine Corps and the Navy, and I have the utmost confidence in the crew to carry on the legacy of service and courage that defines our naval forces. I look forward to seeing them, bring her to life, and join the fleet. The destroyer is the first ship to bear Barnum's name. It honors his gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life beyond the call of duty during the Vietnam War. On December 18, 1965, then First Lieutenant Barnum assumed command of his company after the commander was mortally wounded. With two helicopters under his control, he moved fearlessly through deadly fire to lead air attacks against the enemy's well-entrenched positions while directing one platoon in a successful counterattack on the key positions. Having cleared a small area, Barnum requested and directed the landing of two transport helicopters to evacuate the deceased and wounded. He then assisted in accomplishing the battalion's objective. He is among the few living namesakes to witness his warship's commissioning. It is an honor to bring this warship to Norfolk and to be welcomed by Colonel Barnum himself. His heroism is the standard we strive to meet every day, said Navy CMDR Benjamin R. Cantu, the ship's commanding officer. This crew has trained relentlessly to prepare for this moment. We are ready to join the fleet and carry the name of a true American hero as we defend our nation's interests around the globe. The warship's sponsor is Barnum's wife, Martha Hill, who has maintained a close relationship with the crew since the keel-laying ceremony in 2021. In keeping with naval tradition, she will give the order during the commissioning to man our ship and bring her to life. At that command, the crew will hoist the commissioning pennant, and the USS Harvey C. Barnum Jr. will officially become a warship in the Navy's fleet. The ship is designed to conduct a wide range of maritime operations, including anti-air warfare, anti-submarine warfare, and anti-surface warfare in support of national security and global maritime stability. Once commissioned, the warship will be capable of operating independently or as part of a carrier strike group, surface action group, or an expeditionary strike group.